Simen Yud Aleph Sif Tesvo. I'd like first to say the lotion of the Mechaber, the Mishneh Berurah, and the Bir Aloch, and then perhaps to elaborate exactly what they're saying. Yesh Aimrim, others say, Shetzorich Ledagdeg Sheyitla Hatzitzis La'irech Hatalas. That means we're speaking about a talus that's longer than wider. And when we're speaking about a talus godel, when we speak about a talus godel, so a normal talus godel, so the length is going, this is the length of the talus, and the width, and this is the width, this is longer, this chalik is longer than the chalik going down. That means when you put on the talus, so the that what is facing you, that is called the length, that's the top and the length, and this is called the width. The width you have, some one. That's right. That's called the width. So now let us just say the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Aymran, others say, Shetzorech ledagdeg sheyitla hatzitziyeis, the tzitziyeis should go la'oirech hatalas. That means it should go in the same direction where the way the talus is going. It should be facing that direction. So let us just, so we'll just look at the bottom of the talus, which we'll see that is adava muskim. So we have over here, let's say, so the bottom of the talus, the tzitzis should go with the length. That means it's going the same direction of the length. That's how the tzitzis should be. But we'll see the mechaba doesn't differentiate. The binishetein neifeles al hakneitefes al hakerem. We want that the tzitzis should be on the corner. Perish toli ala keren, imhoya barachboi loyhoya noitef. And this was going in the direction of the width, loyhoya noitef. So let us again just look at a talus. We'll look at the bottom of the talus. So that means, so the way it's going now, so the tzitzis are on the corner. That means here's the corner, and it's called al kanfei bigneim. If the tzitzis would be the direction of the roichel, would be tachas hakeren, would be underneath the keren. We want it to be on the keren. That's why we make the tzitzis going together with the length of the talus. That is what the Mechaber says. And let us see the Mishneh Berurah. Leirich Atalus Ein Lel Besimin Sivkot Nun Beis Mal Leirich Vayim Bebir Aloche. We should look at the Bir Aloche. So, Al Kapana, before we see the Bir Aloche, let us know one Aloche which is clear. The Mechaba is telling us that the directions of the tzitzis, if you have a talus, you have a, let's speak about a talus cotton. A person is wearing a talus cotton, so the directions of the tzitzis should not be this way. It should be going together this way. This would be perhaps the roichev of the talus, if we look at the whole talus cotton. But it should be going, it should not be, so that would be noitif al hakeren. The keren is the corner, and it should be al hakeren. And if it would be going this way, it's tachas hakeren. So therefore, it should be going horizontally. That is by a talus cotton. And Poshet, the Mechaber is speaking about a talus cotton also. Now, one, we'll see in a minute. Now let us see the Bir Alochem. Lo'irech ha-talus, ayin b'mogin Avrom, shemaforish to'irech ha-talus, nikro ma'ashem mis'atef boi ho'odom. Lo'irech is that what covers the person, that means he's holding it by the erech, and then he covers his goof. he covers his goof, he brings the two sides to cover himself. The reichav and the reichav of the talis, haynu kaimosai meiroshe leraglov. And that is the going from his head to his feet, that is the reichav. So the erech is what encompasses the person, that's called the erech atalis, and the reichav is the goes from meiroshe leraglov. Veikshu achroinim alzeh, now the achroinim es takashe, haloi betzitzis ol yoinim, by the top tzitzis, im yasa oisom loirech atalis, if I make the top tzitzis loirech atalis, loyia noitvois ala kerem, they will not be noitv ala kerem, shiitluyim klape karke, vetilzu alzeh, they say it better. ומכל מוקרים, למעשה הסכימו, שיועסה טוב is preferable, ששני הויינים יעשה ברכב הטלס, ולא באורקוי. הכל זה לכתחילה, אבל בדיעבד אין כפיידה, כמו שפירשתי במשנה ברורה. Now let us just explain what the משנה ברורה is going to bring down Akasha, but let us just say what the משנה ברורה is saying. The Mishnah Brura is saying that there's a difference, and then we'll explain why he's saying it. But the Mishnah Brura is saying like this, that the top two tzitzis of a talis should go in the direction of the roichev, should we go this way? That's the top two tzitzis, and this is going in the direction of the roichev. And the bottom two tzitzis should go in the direction of the erech. That's what the Mishnah Brura says, that's what's preferable to do. And the Chazon Ish says on this Bir Halacha, the way we put on talasim, everything should be by the erech. Everything should be by the erech, not by the erech. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And let's try to explain what the shaila is. When a person can wear a talis, this is how the Piskei Tshuvos explains it, a person can wear a talis in two eifanim. He can wear a talis draped over his shoulders, not folding it up on his shoulders. It's draped over his shoulders. It's draped over the shoulders. Now, in the case that it's draped over his shoulders, so then, the way it's draped over this way, so if it will be on the Eirech HaTalis, it will be on the Eirech HaTalis, the Eirech HaTalis is this way, and if you would put the tzitzis on the Eirech HaTalis, so it would be Tachas HaKono. That's by putting it this way, be Tachas HaKono. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah said, by a talis, you should make sure that this should be going in the direction of the roichev talis, where the, what is he called? The fringes, or whoever the fringes are, this is the roichev talis. So it should be going in direction of the roichev talis. So if I'm wearing it in the roichev talis, so now we see it's not tachas hakonos. If I will make it on the Eirech HaTalis, it will be if I make it, the tzitzis going this way, so then it's Tachas HaKono. So therefore, the Mishnah Brura says that the top two talasim you should make going with the Eirech HaTalis. And the bottom tzitzis you should make with the Eirech HaTalis. That is what the Mishnah Brura says. And this should go with the Eirech HaTalis, and this will be then will come out going in that direction. That is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, but let us see something very interesting. That is, if we wear a talis like this, if we wear a talis, we fold it up over our shoulders, that's how we fold up the talis, so then we will notice that the tzitzis will now be going tachas atalas. The minute you fold it up, you're wearing it differently, so the tzitzis are tachas atalas, not ala kerem, it's tachas akerem. So the Chazon Ish says the way we wear talisim, you should make sure that the way we wear talisim, everything should be according to the oirech hatalis. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Al kaponim, so the oirech, go in the same direction of the oirech hatalis, or else it will be. Tachas, we know it as Tachas HaKeren, not Al HaKeren. That is what the Chazon Ish says. So because, theoretically, so the Piskei Tshuva says, theoretically it matters how you wear the talis. If you wear it folded up, so then the Chazon Ish is right. If you wear it like, you don't fold it up, and it's like, then the Mishnah Berurah is right. I can just say over, the Shabbos before, the Sunday before my chasana, I went into Torah B'Das, and I asked the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yaakov, how should I make the tzitzis like the Biraloch or like the Chazon Ish? He didn't tell me these two ways. He told me make like the Biraloch. So I don't know, Kloch. What shot in that was, that's what he told me. Then I did not understand B'chlal, what the B'chlaikas was all about, but Al Kaponim, that's what he told me. So, B'Kaponim, these are the two Eifanim, how to properly put in the tzitzis, in which direction they should be facing. So now let us again see, now we understand the Loshon of the Mechaba. Yesh oimrim, she'tzorich ledagdek, she'yitla tzitzis, lo'erech hatalos, they should go in the same direction of the oirech hatalos, going with the length of the talus, not with the side with the fringes, the binin sheitein neitefes ala kerem, that the tzitzis should be on the corner, perish toli ala kerem, imhoye barach boy, but if it would be going with the width of the talus together with the fringes, b'yoye neitek, so then it's not ala kerem, so I kape kaka hoye toli. That is this first aloche. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Kotnayin Gimel Dabinan. Haino bein v'shas atliyah. When you put in the tzitzis, it should be put in that direction. O yachakach. Let's say you put it in one way, and now it slipped or whatever it is. So now you should change it. Im nishpetu l'tzad mato yachzirim. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan Grat says, we mentioned already the Shaila, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, since we want that it should be going in a certain direction, so when we put in the tzitzis, we should make it tight to make sure it will not go in the opposite direction. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. We had mentioned, when we learned this Aloch, he mentioned the Siddur, and the Baal HaTanya says this, and the Chazon Ish was Noyig, that Al Kaponim, he made the tzitzis close to the neck to make sure they will not slip in another direction. But if he made it in the Reuchev, and thus, it's not Kefela. But the Evid, it's not Kefela. Ach Al Kaponim, Yisoyer, Ma'oich, Liya, Tzitzis, Liya, Ba'alachim. But one thing one should make sure, that the tzitzis, that means the tzitzis should be going either with the oirech hatalis or with the roichev hatalis, but it should not be on the corner. That means he should not make it this way. The tzitzis should be going out from the corner. B'nei shehu minik hakaroim she'oisin keim. This is minik hakaroim. So this is zicher. He's going, if he puts it on the diagonal of the corner, that's zicher going. And if somehow it's hanging on the diagonal of the corner, mitzvah lachzirim l'mkayma. Period. Now, anu halacha. Yesh aimrim others hold shein losseis shum beged benikvei hatalis shemachnisim bo hatzitzit. So others hold, not the way all our talesim are, that means others hold when we're speaking about the corner of the talus, there should not be another material that should be sewn to the corner, and it comes out, you are not putting the tzitzis al kanfei v'gdayim, it's me'al, it's al-da'al. That means I'm putting the tzitzis, let's say I have a cotton lining by the corner, so I'm putting the tzitzis, this chelik of the tzitzis is not al-kanfei v'gdayim, it's al-da'al. I'm putting it on the cotton, and the cotton is on the corner. So that's what others hold. She'ein lo say shum beged benikvei hatalish mechnisei b'latzitzis. You shouldn't put any beged, any lining by the corners, and the tzitzis should be touching the corner of the beged. V'yesh matirim, others hold that this is permissible. V'chein nogu, and that is the minig, our minig is that we have a lining on the corner. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, shum beged, the be'inon, the reason is, she'yu atzitzis, munach al hakonof, they should be lying on the konof, v'loy al dovor, shuhu munach al hakonof, they should not be lying on something that is lying on the konof, that's lying on a lining, which is lying on the konof. V'yesh matiri, ki ein oisen kein, the purpose of this adding on this extra corner is hella l'chazik ha-beged shlo yikareya, that it shouldn't tear. U'botol hu l'gabri beged. And it's botol to the beged. I saw it to the beged. So napshat is the tzitzis are on cotton. The tzitzis are on the beged. And this is bottle to the beggar. The chalashalay muta bechein yiskimu apoyskim. Like this minig, and that is the minig. Dvarim apoyslam betitzis aboygim ulsifim. Im nivsiku kol chutei hakonof. Now let us. But now we have titzis in front of us. We have it. So let us just explain what we have. The first third is the deal. The second two thirds is the onof. This is called the onof. Now, so the Mechaber says, there's 2 days, but im nivsiku kol chutei akonof. All the chutim got cut. All these chutim got cut. Nishtaye b'em kidei anivas. Kol ha-chutim ha-psukim b'yachad. But it was left over, that means, let's just say a shir, it comes out, according to the Bir Halacha, says the shir kedei anive is not more than 2 agudlim. Now, so let us say the biggest chumrah, the shita of the Chazon Ish, is that an agudl is 9/10 of an inch. So 2 agoidlim is 1.8 tenths of an inch. So the shir anive is not more than 2 agoidlim. So let us say 1.8, 2 inches. Galdik. That's a kedei anive lecholadeis. So that means. So let's say if we have the 2 inches left over, and the rest was cut off. So the halacha is, that means we're speaking about when the tzitzis were put into the beged, they were put in, they were yud beis gudlim. So now there's a halacha of gardumei tzitzis. Gardumei tzitzis means that after the tzitzis were put in kehuchoso, and then they became cut off, but there's still a remnant of what was before, so that's kosher. That's a halacha of gardumim. And the first day in Shulchan Aruch, which me'ikir adin we paskin like, lechatchila we shouldn't paskin like this, is as follows, that if it's left over from the tzitzis, and all 8 chutim is left over a shir kedei anive, which is 1.8 inches, 2 inches, so it's kosher. So it's good, that means I put them in, they were yud beis gudlim, and now there's left over a shir kedei anive. Nishtaya ben kedei anive is kol ha'chutim, Hapsukim biyachat kosher. And it's left over, but here the Mechaber did not tell us inches or centimeters. The Mechaber told us another way how to figure this out. This is to figure it out that if you take the eight chutim together, and you can make with the 8 chutim together a loop with these 8 chutim, so that's the shear. So the sheer kidei anive, the way the Mechaber explains it, is that the chutim that are left over, you have 8 cut chutim, and together you can make with them a loop. So Mamele, that is the sheer, that's when it's kosher. So let's just speak for 1 minute what the Mechaber is saying. That means if the tzitzis are short, that together I can't make a loop with them. But each tzitzis separately I can make a loop, but together I cannot make a loop, so it's no good. You have to have that the tzitzis, which are now cut off, there's left over, it's long enough, these tzitzis which are left over are long enough that together, all tzitzis together, I can make a loop out of them, and then that is a kosher ishir. What? I think so. I think that's a loop. Apsukim v'yachad kosher. V'imloi nisha kedei anivo. But if there is not enough that you cannot make a loop to perish, v'yikasas ha'choshim tazim v'yandun, afilu b'chut echot shenifzak kuloi posel. Afilu, you have 1 chut that you don't have kedei anivo. That means where these 8 chutim are really 4 chutim. So you have to have that the 8 chutim should be kedei anivu. Here you need 4 of the chutim should be kedei anivu. We'll see soon. But if you have 1 chut that you don't have kedei anivu, let us just elaborate on this because we'll see this soon in Shulchan Aruch. Theoretically, if I know I was careful when I put in the tzitzis, I made sure that the 4 which were on this side remained on this side, the 4 which are on this side remained on this side. So now, if these tzitzis are cut off completely, I'm cut off completely. So now I have 4, but from the 4 chutim that is left over, each one is kedei anive. So halachically, if I'll have left over so much, that's left over, it's kosher, according to the first day, because I have left over a kedei aniva of the 4 chutim. There's 4 whole chutim, and I have left over from the 4 whole chutim a kedei aniva from the 4 whole chutim, which is kosher. If lemaise from the 4 whole chutim, there's 1 chut that it is not kedei aniva, so that means, let's say over here, one of the chutim on the other side was also cut off. So now I don't have a kedei aniva from all 4 chutim, then it's possible. That means they should be left over. After you put in Yud Beis Gudlan, you have to have left over, even though it's cut off. So if you have left over from these 4 chutim, a kedei aniva of 4 chutim, that's good. If you don't have a kedei aniva, it's possible. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Nivsiku, now so let's see again the lashon of the Mechaber. Nivsiku kol chutei hakonov. All the chutim got cut off. V'nishtaya bohen, but it was left over, perish, b'chol echot. The chutim that were cut off, but it's still left over on each one, min achut anisha, lasis aniva. It's called an aniva, shekeirin shleif. L'chol achutim apsuki biyachad. Now, with that which is left over, you can make a loop with all the chutim together. Yeah. So then it's kosher. Ve'im loy nivsiku kulam. Dai im nisha lasis aniva al apsukim bovad. V'loy al kol achutim. Now let us explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. The chazanish disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. With that, we can understand. We have a short shear. We have a small shear left over. So it matters with what you want to make a loop. If you have to make a loop with all the tzitzis, so then you have to have a longer shear, because if you want to take all the tzitzis and make a loop, this would be a little longer. If, let's say, only 2 chutim got cut off. So what do I have to make? So the Mishnah Berurah says, so then you need a kedei aniva of 2 chutim. You don't need a kedaya niba of all the chutim. So theoretically, you can get away with a shorter shiur. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us. That means the tzitzis were cut off. So how much has to be left over? So the Mishnah Berurah is telling you there's no set shiur. It matters how much was cut off. If all the tzitzis were cut off, and so then in order to make it kosher, you have to be capable of making a loop with all the tzitzis. So I'll tell you, to make a loop with all the tzitzis, you need 2 inches. Less than 2 inches, you can't make a loop with all the tzitzis. If 2 tzitzis got cut off, so then all you need is tzitzis that can make a loop from 2 tzitzis. 2 inches, 1.5 is also enough. So the Mishnah Berurah says the shiur kedei anive is dependent how much got cut off. And this the Chazainish vehemently disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. He says there's no such thing as a shiur kedei anive. It's not the, I mean, how much has to be left over? It matters if so many were left over and so many were, he says it's irrelevant. There's a shiur of kedei anive, and even the shiur kedei anive is there has to be enough. If all 8 were cut off, I can make an anive with all 8. That is the shiur. Okay, we have a machloek is the Mishnah Berurah Chazainish. Kosher. So it is kosher. What happens? No, so he got away with murder. That means he put in tzitzis, which were yud-beis gudlin, and now they got all snipped off, but he has a kedei aniva. No problem. He can wear the beggar. What happens when he took out the tzitzis? He took out the tzitzis. Also, leap number talasacha. Now you can't put these tzitzis. These tzitzis do not have a proper shear. These tzitzis, the proper shear of tzitzis is yud beis gudlin. If you put in tzitzis yud beis gudlin, and from this yud beis gudlin, there's left over kedei aniva. That's good. But if you took out these tzitzis and you want to put them back, then you need the tzitzis of yud beis gudlin. One chut got chopped off, and that chut is not yud beis gudlin. Forget about it. It's puzzle. Not a lot. Yeah. So now let's go further than the mechaber. So now the mechaber says afilu b'chut echod shenivsak kuloi puzzle. If one chut is completely cut off, you don't have a kedei aniva from one chut, so it's possible. Hilkach, therefore, let's go to the Loshon Mechaba. Kivon, shekol echod kofol lishnayim, every chut of tzitzis is double, is imnivsiku shnei roshim, so if 2 roshim, 2, that means I have over here, I have over here 2 roshim were cut off. I have 2 roshim were cut off completely. So these 2 roshim, and we'll see soon, because I'm afraid maybe these 2 roshim are the same chut. So I don't. So one chut does not have a kedaya neither. Yeah. Means on both sides, 1 rosh on each side. Shema nivsak chud echad. Lefi ma she'onu noigim ledagdik beis atzias atzitzis. When we put in tzitzis, we're medagdik. Losi simen ba'bo roshim. That we make a simen that the 4 should remain on one side and 4 on the other side. Be'inyin shalo'ilom ha'abo roshim hei mitzad echot shalakesha v'abo roshim mitzad achar. Im nifsiku shnei roshim mitzad echot kosher. Devadai shnei chutim heim reynishkayim mikol echot ha'rosh ha'sheini shu yoyse mitzay anive. So the Mechaber says as follows. That means since we are medagdik, that we don't mix up the 4 chutim on each side. So let's say if 2 roshim on this side, it could be all 4 roshim, but let's say 2 roshim on this side are completely cut off, So you have nothing but to worry about. Because on the other side, I have the chutim, so I have a, so each chut has a kedaya nive. That is, so if I was careful, I can be sure that these two chutim are not the same chut, because I was careful. So that's what the Mechaber says. If you weren't careful, so memele, so two on the same side could be the same chut, and then there's one chut that doesn't have kedaya nive. If you were careful, two on the same side, you can be assured that it's kosher. Now, that if you have a chut that on both sides you do not have kedaya nive posel, av sheshar chutim are yishleimim. Ve'im nishtayer b'shneyem kedei aniva al yedei tziruf. But if you, with both roshim, you have kedei aniva al yedei tziruf. That means like this. Let's say we're medagdik, we were careful that we don't mix up the four chutim on each side. So now, I have over here two sides. And these two sides, they got chopped off. Now, if it's two sides, I don't know already. It could be it's the same chut, could be it's a different chut. Now, so if these two sides, we will assume that the shikha de neva is 2 inches. Each side is an inch left. Each side, they have an inch on each side. So now, afilu, we will make the worst scenario that this is the same chut, but this chut, 1 + 1 = 2. So it's left over from this chut 2 inches. That's kedei aniva. Or maybe there's no such thing. The din of gardumim, that kedei aniva is muta, you have to have one chut that has 2 inches. And you have to have 2 inches. But that will, you'll add together the two studei achut, and it's 1 + 1, that does not equal kedei aniva. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. V'im nishtayir b'shtem kedei aniva yedei tzil. But with both chutim, you have a shir of kedei aniva yedei tzil. That means each side is 1 inch, and together you have 2 inches, and that's a shir kedei aniva. Yesh li istapek imani. So, tzatzik, tutzodim. Maybe you have to have in one place 2 inches, but maybe not. And the chut in your sod is left over 2 inches. There's an inch on each side. Well, mashma milei rabbe v'chem miderech hachaim teyesh la'achma b'dol. No, it should be bach. Fine. Va'afilu im yesh sofik im ha'shnei roshim hei mishnei chutim hei meyachot v'im kein yesh kan svek svek. So now the Mishnah Berurah says something very pertinent. I have these two chutim, one on each side. They're an inch, they're a length of an inch. Fine. So now I have one suffix. Does an inch help? Are you mitzal? If you don't mitzal, it's a suffix. Fine. Then I have another suffix. Who says this is the same chut? Maybe these two are different chutim. Now, if these two are different chutim, I have no problem whatsoever. Even though here I have an inch, but on the other side I have a yud beis gudlet. So memeles, I have a svek sveka. I have a svek sveka over here. Could be the two different chutim. So I have a kedei aniva berevach on the other side. And I feel that they're the same chut, but could be, you say, 1 + 1 = 2. So then you would say a svek sveka. So l'chayre, alam then should say it's kosher. That's l'chayre, the chashma should be like that. V'im kein, yesh kan svek sveka. Shema aim mishnei chutim, v'shema mitzalzim. As l'ochi yesh la'achma. Where's the lumdus over here? I have lumdus. V'shom the tzitzis mitzuyene. Listen, it's not so expensive tzitzis. Put in new tzitzis, don't make an asig out of that. Can be matter with a svek svek. No. If you can, that's lumdus, but if you can put in bavadai, here it's bavadai kosher. Here it's, I mean, there's a possibility. This is, I'm relying, I'm going to start them that it's good. Maybe it's two different chutim. Maybe it's mitzuref. But what if someone's going to pack you on the shoulder? I know Baruch HaKadosh, it's the same chutim. Oops, then this problem. But this ignorance is bliss. If I don't know, I can rely on a svek. So the Prima Godem says, listen, if you don't know, so buy a new pair of tzitzit. But the schayim mekel v'kagoyin zeh. The lirim is yesh. באחד מהרישן כדי לנו לבחותך בוועדה יש לסמוך עולו. Now he says as follows, just want to say one more thing, that we have said before that the shir כדי הניבה is you have to be able to make a loop out of the two tzitzis, upon the two tzitzis which are chopped off, you have to make a loop for both of them together, which demands a longer length in the tzitzis than if you're making an aniva by each one separately. There's one shita that holds that the dinner k'day aniva is not that you make them, that you take the chopped tzitzis together and you make an aniva together. There's one shita that holds if this chut is long enough to make an aniva by itself, that's sufficient. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if they have three tzitzis, I have one side is long enough to make an aniva by itself. So the place can be scabaldic. And then, in the fillu, not like the sports scheme, I have a sex maker that it should be good. Maybe it can be a tzar of tutstodim. Or maybe kitar of tutstodim. Or maybe these two chutim are two different roshim. Then we can zicha be mekel. Puzzle, so that we said, it's puzzle. Nishaniksa kula iposu. Ayin lakama siv gimu. Lakula arme. Im nivsak chut echot me ikoroi. If the chut was torn, when you put it into the beged, if this is torn over here, dain de blokim chiburei bakonef te posu. Tokosa vataz, akein roi lecho yirei shemayim. Shayim b'shas b'dike gam b'tchilas meitzorim shal atzitzis. So when you're bringing the tzitzis, you should not only look at the tzitzis here, you should look in the tzitzis which were on the neck if none of them are torn. Because if one of them is torn, so then you don't have a kadei nivu, you have nothing. If something is torn, then it's zicha posu.